What's your name?
Luis.
Luis Alejo.
Yeah, Luis Alejo.
And you're at the California Rural Legal
Assistance. Rural Legal Assistance, right. And I'm an attorney there.
Tell me about the photos of the people you're holding up.
Well, this is Jessica George Cortez. She was 9, he was 16. They lived in the Fajardo, which is probably the poorest part here of Watsonville. And their mother had sent them to go buy some pan dulce, some Mexican sweet bread, on one evening. And then they were both tragically killed. Both were shot, and they never caught the persons who were responsible for it. And ever since then, this happened in 1994, and every year we've had this march in their honor, along with many other young people, people of all ages actually, and all backgrounds. We had this march in their honor. We don't want them to be forgotten. These are not statistics, these are our brothers and sisters, people that we love and care about, and we don't want their memory ever to die.
What is it that you think drives young people to join up with gangs and become, get involved in violence?
One thing you commonly hear, you always tell people, don't join gangs, don't get involved in drugs, you know, but they don't provide any alternatives for them. And I think that through this march, you're able to see it's organized primarily by young people. It's trying to channel that energy and provide a positive alternative for them to focus their energy to try to empower their community. And that's lacking many times, you know. There's always a lot of pressures for young people, especially here in Watsonville. Sometimes we say it's easier to guarantee a student a space in a prison or a CYA juvenile hall rather than guaranteeing them a space in a university classroom. You know, but we got to provide those alternatives, and that's why we're working hard to try and make change here today.
How has government failed the citizens of Watsonville, and what could be done, you know, in terms of other alternatives like you're talking about, citywide, you know, by government agencies?
Well, there's some good work that's being done, you know, and there's more and more collaboration happening. You know, at one point, things like this never happened. Groups weren't even talking about violence at one point in Watsonville. Everybody knew it was a glaring problem, but nobody ever did anything until the youth took a proactive role in terms of trying to make a change. But there's so much more that we can done. But the common philosophy in Watsonville is not only the local agencies, but it's rather the entire community. Everybody has to get involved because everybody gets impacted by violence, and that's why we feel that everybody of every background could get involved in making an effort to stop the violence.
And the march runs, you know, through neighborhoods where there have been tragic incidents of violence. Is that correct?
Exactly. Various of these neighborhoods, people died right here. This actual neighborhood that we're standing at right now, we're going to walk into another neighborhood where Agustin Jacobo, age 16, he was shot in a drive-by shooting. So the reason that this march is different is that we try to take the message to different neighborhoods, you know, about bringing peace to every home.
Any other thoughts you have?
But it's really good. It feels really good marching here. You know, I know it's hard to describe, but it feels really good when there's so many young seniors of our community. We're all together and trying to bring peace. It's a really beautiful thing, and the energy is really positive here today.
All right. Thanks for your comments.
Thank you.
What's your name?
Susie.
Susie?
Yeah.
What's your last name?
Mendoza.
And how old are you?
I'm 15.
Why are you here today?
I'm here because almost about 2 years ago, my cousin Isaac was murdered on Airport Boulevard, and we're trying to find peace, and his killer's not been found yet, and we're hoping that all this nonsense of violence just stops as soon as possible, and this world is brought to justice, and peace is found.
What do you think are some solutions to youth violence, gang violence? What measures do you think governments, citizens could take to prevent some of the killings and violence that goes on?
Well, I think starting with everything from the government, we're just split up into two separate things. It's like you have your higher class and your lower class. If we're just all brought together, it's going to cause commotion. But I don't know. I think if we're all brought together in the right way, in a good way, where we look at each other as equals and we don't divide ourselves among each other, then things will be better.
What do you hope comes out of today's march?
I hope that people just stop and realize all the bad that they do and all the bad that we ourselves commit as well, and that it just all stops. I know it's going to be a long process, but hopefully this will be the beginning of that process.
Great. Any other comments or thoughts you have?
No, that's all.
Thanks for your time.
You're welcome.
Únete, únete, a la marcha, únete.
What's your name?
Jose.
Jose what?
Vasquez.
How old are you?
26.
Why are you here today?
I'm here to, you know, I want peace in our town, and I want peace for my heart, you know, pretty much, because I got family members that got shot down in Salinas, and just because of violence, you know?
What do you think it is that drives youth to join up in gangs?
I think it's... God, you know, that tells me in my heart that what I want is right and not wrong, you know? So that's why I'm here. So I mean, I heard it over the radio that they were having this march, so I came over as soon as I could. So here I am.
Great. You're wearing a military camouflage fatigues. Yeah. Were you in the military?
No, I was not, but I am in. I want to be a like an army, but a peace. You know, that's what I want. So I'm here with the Brown Berets, trying to promote that.
Right on. Well, yeah. What do you think is going to happen after this rally? What impact do you think it will have?
Well, in my life, I think it's going to have a big impact because I'm kind of turning over a new leaf here. I'm trying to, like these young kids over here, I talk to them and tell them, trying to lead them in the wrong path, I'm trying to show them that, not get caught up in war, and all this war in between ourselves, where we could just, come together and live a good life here in Watsonville, because I grew up here in Watsonville, and it's a good place, to live, and that's what I want for my kid, because I have a kid on the way, so I want to be a positive role model for my son, at least, yeah.
Any other thoughts you have?
That's about it for now.
All right, man, thanks.
Yeah.
¿Qué queremos? ¡Más! ¿Cuándo? ¡Ahora! ¿Qué queremos? ¡Más! ¿Cuándo? ¡Ahora!
What's your name?
Brenda Ramirez.
How old are you?
12.
Who's that, the photo you're holding?
My uncle, Gregory Ramirez.
Tell me about what happened.
He was at a party, and I guess they shot him in the chest, and it went through him, and it killed him.
When was this?
About 8 years ago.
So you barely knew him?
Yeah, I was 4 or 5 when he passed away.
How has that affected you?
It's affected me a lot, and now I don't like gangs and stuff like that.
What do you think are some alternatives for youth instead of joining gangs? What could they be doing better with their time?
They could be playing, going to school, doing their homework, and not be doing gangs or drugs.
Why are you here in this march?
I'm here to show that we can stop peace at least a little bit, and yeah.
And are you here with any family members as well?
No, my family usually comes, but this year we couldn't because we've been having some problems. So I'm here for showing that my family, someone from my family is here.
What do you think is the impact of this rally today, and how will it impact the future?
It'll probably impact some peace here, and it has lately. It has.
Are you do you know about the Brown Berets?
No, not really.
What's missing in Watsonville? Like what are some solutions, I suppose, to violence? Sorry.
Instead of fighting and stuff like that, they should talk it out and try not to get into fights. Yeah.
Any other thoughts that you have?
No, just not to do violence. Do better and stuff like that.
Thanks for your comments.
You're welcome.
How old are you?
6 and 6 years old, and my name is Jackie, and
why are you here?
I'm here because the war is going on, and I don't want the war to happen because a lot of people are getting killed, and people should not be getting killed because men and women and children are getting killed, and it's not right because the war has been going on for about a lot of years, and I don't know how many maybe they're 6 years old, but I just don't want to be here. I want to be here because the war's getting stronger.
What's your sign say?
What's my what?
Your sign that you're holding. What's it say?
Justice for all.
What do you think is going to happen after today? What impact do you think this march will have?
I think the march will have a better education, and I think some people will stop the war because we have collected a lot of people that are here today, and the war should not happen after
Any other thoughts you have?
What?
Any other thoughts that you have?
No, that's all.
Thanks for your comments.
You're welcome.
Can I ask you some questions?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Violet Guzman.
And is that your son you're holding a photo of?
Yeah, Isaac Guzman.
Tell me about what happened with Isaac.
He was coming out of school on December 3rd, 2004. I was on a Friday, and this happened to him. Some guys hurt him, and that wasn't right, and I never got to see my son ever since that day.
Why is this march important to you?
Because the people of Watsonville can know that we're trying to stop the violence and just to be here for our friends and people that are here. That way they can know that they have our support and that we feel for them, like what's going on with our children.
Can you talk about some alternatives that that could be implemented in the city of Watsonville for youth other than gangs, other than joining up with gangs?
They could go to after school programs to help them do their homework or try to talk to somebody that they could trust, like a teacher, a parent, or aunt or uncle, or anybody that could help them, and they can know that they're young, they're still barely starting off their life, and they need to know what's right and what's wrong, but they need to know that they can only change if they want to change. We can't force them to change because, you know, we could just help them and be there for them.
What role do you think that police have in maintaining peace in the community?
The police? Oh, I don't know. They're there for you, but I hear they're like things like they're more interested in solving other cases besides gangs, because they always put gangs down, and I don't think that that's not right, and they should treat everybody the same.
And there have been no arrests made in the...
No, not so far. Not yet. Hopefully someday. But I don't know when. Hopefully soon.
What do you think is going to happen after today? Do you think this march will help unify the community?
I don't know. I hope so, maybe. If not, we'll keep on marching until peace will come, hopefully soon.
Any other thoughts you have?
What happened?
Any other comments?
No, not right now.
All right, well, thank you for your time. You're wearing a shirt. Who's on your shirt?
This is my friend Wayne. Rest in peace, Wayne.
What happened with Wayne?
He got shot like about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, right there by Yale Hospital in a drive-by shooting.
What happened in that case? Were there anybody ever arrested in that?
I'm not sure. I don't think so. But pretty much he was on a bike going home and some people passed by in a car and shot him and he died.
Was he involved in gangs? Or?
He wasn't a gangster, but he didn't live a real good life with a lot of people.
So. How did that crime affect you?
It made me realize how people could come and go in the life, and that there's a lot of people who suffer with a lot of crimes and stuff on the streets, and there's not a lot of stuff that people do for that. There ain't a lot of consequences for stuff that should be pretty much punished, you know? Yeah, and that's what I think.
Did you change your own lifestyle at all after?
Yeah, I did.
Can you talk a bit about that? Or?
No.
Okay.
That's my life.
And what was your name?
My name is Giovanni. This is my girlfriend.
Giovanni what?
Sanchez.
And how old are you?
I'm 21 years young.
And how are you a lifelong resident here of Watsonville?
Yep. Born and raised in Watsonville, California.
So what do you think are the reasons that youth join up with gangs here in Watsonville?
Why I joined?
Or not you specifically, but other youth.
Pretty much for protection. A lot of people do it for protection. And so they could belong to something.
So it's a sense of belonging.
Yeah.
Talk about the protection that a gang provides.
I don't know. It's a lot about street stuff that I didn't really get all involved with. I try to leave that stuff alone. Yeah.
And why are you here today on this march?
so I could support all the people who want peace for today and for now and forever in this life.
What do you think will happen after today? What's the impact of this march?
Well, people are going to watch and they're going to see what's going on and they're going to understand what peace is about, but there's always going to be stupid stuff going on in the world, and that's just the way of life.
Any other thoughts you have?
No.
All right, man. Thanks for your comments.
El pueblo unido jamás será vencido. El pueblo unido jamás será vencido. El pueblo unido jamás será vencido.
Can I ask you some questions?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Juana.
Juana what?
Teo.
How old are you?
19.
And you're a member of the Watsonville Brown Berets?
Correct.
And tell me how the Watsonville Brown Berets differ from other social justice organizations here in Watsonville.
Actually, I don't know anything about other organizations in Watsonville, but I heard about this through school, and I decided to get very involved, and I believe in very firmly in what they believe in as well, which is education, empowerment through education rather than through other means. I guess just empowering our community, helping it, uniting each other, educating, like, just by different means through school, not just book smarts, but, like, you know, helping our people below us, like younger kids, really working with the high schools, really getting involved in politics. So
how long have you been a Brown Beret?
For about a year.
A year?
Yeah.
And the Brown Berets take a central role in organizing the Peace and Unity March, right?
Yes, they're the organizers.
Tell me about why this is an important event.
This is an important event because it unifies the community. The community really, like we said in our speeches, it's very divided, and we all feel pain with our losses, and it's time that we unite and see that we really have a lot of similarities, and through helping each other, we can cope with these, we can get through these struggles and cope with our pain.
Can you characterize the gang gang violence in this community? Is it how bad is it?
I think more than anything, recently it's been more about like education. Personally, because I'm from Santa Cruz, but I come here, I commute every week for meetings, and I've seen and I've heard about things, but from what I've seen is the community is just like has low hopes. You know, we're trying to raise awareness and just continue, not just like with violence, but violence in the sense of like being self-detrimental. Like, you know, we need to really empower ourselves. That's what I mean by violence in the sense of right now, currently. But as of like violence, physical violence, I can't really say.
How does education help empower people?
Well, because things can happen to you if you don't educate yourself. Like, you need to educate yourself about your rights. You need to educate yourself about what's going on in your community, how you can get involved, and how you can change things that you don't agree with, things that affect you as a person and as your family, as a people, as the struggle, as one.
And can you talk specifics about some of the programs the Brown Berets offer as alternatives?
They work with a young women's group. They have after-school programs. We also hold cultural events. We have La Peña, which really is like an alternative for some Friday nights we have. We have like poetry slams, you know, like just people can come really express themselves. And it's an alternative from people being in the streets and having people come and unite as one to really like, you know, come eat food, listen to good music, talk, watch movies, educational movies, and really just, you know, keep people off the streets.
And one final thought, just in terms of the Brown Berets organizing. I noticed that often women take a lead role. And why is that important?
Actually, well, this group, that of all the groups that I've ever been involved in, it's very balanced. It's not about men or women. It's not about age. If you take a look at the members, different ages, different sexes, different races, different, like, I guess, sexual preferences, just like everything. It's a very colorful, in all sense of the words, very diverse. And that's what I like about this. It's not discriminatory towards any group. It's open to members all the time. If anybody wants to help, we're very open to allies. That's what I like about this group.
Great. Thank you for your comments.
No problem.
In memoriam of Alejandro Fernandez, 22. Cecilia F. Roca, 30. Tiburcio M. Gomez, 39. Gabriel Cesar, 18. Manuel Almeida, 19. Larry Lopez, 23. Justin Black, 17. David Coyota, 58. Humberto Lopez, 21. Can I ask you a couple questions?
Sure.
What's your name?
Andy.
Andy what?
Andy Valdivia.
How old are you?
20.
Are you, what's your sign say?
My sign says black and brown unite, baby.
What's that mean to you?
What's that mean to me? It means my girls like Patricia over there, who is an African descent. My girl right here, Shannon, who is Native American, Mexican, and technically white. And then me, who's Chinese, Japanese, Hawaiian, all that other crap, Mexican. All of us coming together, uniting and saying, fuck what everybody else thinks, because we're all friends and we're all people too.
You live here in Watsonville?
Born and raised, baby.
Tell me what some of the problems are with violence here in Watsonville.
Gangs? Everybody thinks they're all hot shit, man. If you guys were really that dope, man, you guys would know what the true representation of a gang was. That was because all the white man back in the day, didn't like Mexicans.
European.
So we all banded together, and then we started Nuestra Familia, which was the Mexican gang. And then all of a sudden, they started hating on each other, branching off, and now it's become all kinds of black on brown, black on black violence, man. It's all genocide. You're right. Thank you very much.
And what do you think are some alternatives for youth instead of joining with some of these gangs that are...
Learn how to rap, learn how to dance, learn how to act, get involved with a sport. Because I guarantee if you get involved with something with school activities, you will not do drugs, you will not be in a gang, you will not commit a crime, and I guarantee that because I've been through it. I've done my dirt and I've lived past it and I've grown from it, and that's what people need to do in America nowadays is learn from their mistakes, not repeating them. Ain't you ever heard of history?
And what do you think is going to come out of this march today? This is the 13th annual Peace and Unity March here in the city of Watsonville.
In all honesty, I'm hoping it'll do something, but I'm not really sure if it is because not a lot of people are involved today. It should be. If more people were involved, it might make a little bigger of a splash, but right now we just a drizzle and we need to work on that.
The idea of peace, though, it extends to just beyond gang violence. Can you talk more about some of the other issues that are...
It's not just gangs. It's just people who are ignorant. People who feel as if their pride is more important than their lives. People who are like, oh, well, he was mad dogging me. No, you're an attractive person. He was looking at you. That's all it was. Why are you going to hate because you're attractive? That's all it is, right, Shannon? See, I stare at her all the time, and she don't turn around and punch me in the face. That's what it should be. Everybody needs to stop mad dogging, stop leering, stop hating just because somebody's of a different tan skin. Because ain't no such thing as black. I don't care how dark you are from the deepest jungles of Africa, you are not that dark where your pigment is black. And you are not that white where you're albino, unless you are albino. See, you got a tan, and you'd be considered a Caucasian. That's just me, though. Because I used to be a very angry person, and it's all about pride. That's where all violence comes from, is just people with too much pride and not enough common sense or morals.
You said you used to be an angry person. How were you able to get through some of your anger?
I took a hiatus and moved to San Francisco, took a little trip to LA, and basically I went clubbing every day to find myself. That was an easy way for my outlet. See, dancing, that was my big thing. Rapping was my big thing. Everybody has their own thing, and everybody's gonna find something that's gonna pull them out of that darkness and make them realize what a great person each individual truly is. And that's what everyone needs to learn how to find.
Great, thank you very much. What's your name?
Mitchell Azuz.
And how old are you?
58.
And are you a lifelong resident here in Watsonville? Or?
A longtime resident.
And you were just telling me a little bit about some of the positive aspects of this march. Can you expand on that a little bit?
Well, it brings people together. It gives people hope for the future. It lets the children see that their guardians and their adults are not going to sit and let things happen. And that we're going to take our society back.
What is the impact, do you think, of this march on the residents here in Watsonville?
Well, to know that even if 5 people show up and protest, the people that are lost won't be forgotten, and the injustice won't be forgotten.
Do you have any relatives that have been victims of violence?
No, I'm very lucky thus far that my family is safe.
And can you just talk about, you know, how a lot of people here today are relatives of crime victims and why it's important for them to be out here?
Well, because we don't want to see, none of us want to see society take a backwards turn. And our neighbors, we have to look out for each other, and we have the police are being paid to do their job, and we need to work together with the police and find the answer. So it tells us all that we're all on the same boat and we don't want the boat to sink.
Thanks for your comments. What's your name?
Patricia.
Patricia what?
I don't do my last. Patricia B. I'll just say that.
And how old are you?
I'm 22.
And what's your sign? You're holding a sign that says Bang for Freedom? United Watson.
Unite Watson.
Tell me what that means to you.
It means that we need to unite everyone in Watsonville instead of having Sereños, Norteños, and all this violence happening. The people you need to unite against the violence. And so I made this sign. It has a little peace sign on it too for Peace and Unity March today.
What are some alternatives to gang violence?
Oh, well, you know, getting into after-school programs, dancing, doing art, martial arts. There's several different things that you can do, sports, you know. And you find your people through that instead of trying to join people who are going to cause violence and where it could potentially put you in jail or put you, you know, in the institution. So.
And what do you think is missing from city policy to deal with some of these issues?
Well, they took away a lot of after-school programs that get youth into arts and doing different things. So most definitely getting funding, you know, for especially for those people who don't have a lot of money to spend on classes and on after-school programs that cost money, like the YMCA. We need more money towards free programs for the community.
What is the ultimate impact of today's march? This is the 13th annual Peace and Unity March. What do you think is going to change after today?
Well, hopefully we opened up some eyes of some people that didn't really have an idea of what was going on, and we can get more people involved in changing the way things are happening out here.
Any final thoughts you have?
Yeah, it was an awesome day, and it was cool just being around everyone in the community and marching together as one.
Great. Thanks for your comments.
You're welcome.
Go ahead and identify yourself again.
Nate Abarea, male co-chair of the Brown Berets.
And how old are you?
I'm 15 years old.
How long have you been a member of the Brown Berets?
I've been a member of the Brown Berets actually for about 4 months now.
Why'd you join?
Back during the walkouts back in March, looking at a lot of my peers being brutalized by the police in this community, and the Berets I saw as an organization that were willing to stand up to that, and you know, I wanted to be a part of that. That was something that meant a lot to me.
Talk about police brutality.
It's an epidemic. It's something you look at. We're talking about gang violence in here, but you know, you look at, I mean, oppression throughout society, and it's police are a major part of it. And the main thing I see is the abuse of power. And that was one of the main things was back during late March during the walkouts was that abuse of power. And that, I mean, you got people, it's like, you know, we might, some of the cops said, oh, well, you know, we feel intimidated almost. And it's like, well, wait a minute, dude, you guys got guns and pepper spray and batons. We got our voices, you know, I mean, as powerful as that can be, you know, a weapon can be a little bit more. And, you know, there was a heavy abuse that wasn't reported. They tried to cover up like they always do. And, you know, there were kids getting beat down with batons, pepper spray, tased for no reason. And it was just basically what I saw is back in on a particular day, the Tuesday of that late March week was at Pajaro Valley High School. They were basically trying to send the message. It wasn't that the students were out of line. It was basically that they were showing, you know, if you get out of line, this is what's going to happen. And it was that Gestapo tactics that they were using to show, you know, well, wait a minute, you know, are you sure you guys want to do this? Look what's going to happen, you know? And that's wrong. And it's a form of oppression, and it's definitely a form of power abuse, and it's a power trip that cops are always on. And that's why part of the reason why I joined the Berets. And then in addition, you know, events like these that send a message to our community and to a broader on a broader scale too, is that, you know, this is, you know, we can't stand for this any longer, and every person has to do something, you know?
Would you say that what you witnessed on the day of the student walkouts maybe radicalized you?
I would say a bit. I was already, I mean, I grew up in, you know, a liberal family that always had those views. I mean, I remember in fourth grade making anti-Bush signs and hanging them around the school, you know, and it's like, we always have fun with that, but like, for sure, back then, and especially that week was, you know, very grassroots, it was very definitely inspiring considering where it came from. You know, that was the first couple days there, that was all high school students that organized that. And that's one of the things that the Berets really make a point of addressing is that, you know, yeah, we were there with the high school students in solidarity with them, but these high school students did that, you know, they did that themselves. And that's powerful, and that's definitely that inspired me for sure.
Can you talk a bit about the alternative that is offered through the Brown Berets? The alternative to violence, that
definitely.
Is.
Well, one of the things actually, me and a few other members were over at Rolling Hills Middle School giving a talk back in, I believe, July. And one of the main messages I tried to give to the kids there, you know, a lot of kids there, you know, young, getting into that thing of like, well, you know, and especially over at Rolling Hills, you know, over by Green Valley, claiming Northside and stuff. And what happens is the main message I see is, as far as the Berets go and other organizations, you know, you look at Mecha or even, I mean, in the Black community and the Black Panthers, is that channeling anger in a positive way, in rather than, because there is so much anger that's built up inside our youth. And what happens, you look at the way it gets channeled between themselves. And, you know, that's why we're out here today, for peace and unity, is, you know, to put an end to that. And look at the Berets as an organization, definitely an alternative, you know, to channeling anger in a positive way. And look at the real criminals, you know, I mean, cops, they have their moment in the sun, but, you know, there's a lot of times where they're out of line and they do power trip. And there's some people that, you know, you could look at and attempt to change. And, you know, trying to get grassroots movements to get people up, get radicals up in the city council, school board, you know, stuff like that, stuff that's really going to make a difference, as opposed to what's making a negative difference in terms of gang violence. And that's definitely one of the main points of this organization and one of the main things I looked at when I joined.
One final thought. There's a couple cops over there. This march and rally was a permitted march and rally. It was. So I guess I wonder what your thoughts are on the role the police have in bringing about peace and unity in a community, if they have a role at all.
Well, you know, you're with Free Radio, so I don't really have to worry about saying anything out of line. You guys are awesome. So the thing is, the way I look at it is they should be. That should be their role. Is, you know, see, I mean, everybody says, you know, the two words that go with police are protect and serve. Well, yeah, but that's from what I've seen, especially when you look throughout inner cities of America, I mean, dating back, I mean, everybody focuses on Rodney King. You know, there have been thousands of other Rodney Kings that weren't on camera, you know? And it's like, stuff like that, where what unfortunately occurs is they feel that they have to put forward their how powerful they can be, rather than waiting back and just simply trying to protect and serve. And so, no, I mean, the thing is, no, they definitely play a huge role in keeping peace in a community. But, you know, how can you keep peace when you're going to oppress? And, you know, there was a That's basically like fighting for peace. And there was a tag, actually, I saw up at UC Berkeley recently, which was, pardon my language, but it was fighting for peace is like fucking for chastity. And, you know, I thought it was just profound. And, you know, it's like, I look at the cops as an example of that. It's like, you know, wait a minute, you guys are here to protect and serve, yet you're abusing power. And that's definitely, so, I mean, police brutality is one of the main things that the original Brown Berets in East L.A., started with youth in 1967 in East L.A., is fighting against police brutality. And, you know, a lot of the same issues, yeah, you know, it was over 30 years ago, but a lot of those same issues are going around today. I mean, with, you know, not good enough schooling for certain communities, like Watsonville at times, and then, you know, issues like police brutality. And, you know, it's like, we've come a long way, but we still have a long way to go. And that's why events like Peace and Unity, Youth and Power, which we put on, are events, you know, to show that we're still fighting, you know.
Where's it go from here after today? What's the next step?
It keeps going. As far as Peace and Unity goes, I mean, this is the 13th annual Peace and Unity, and it's going to continue to go forever. And the thing is, I mean, obviously the main goal is to end gang violence and show that there are alternatives. And then, you know, to break it down as far as the city of Watsonville goes, and even the city, and now looking at the gang epidemic almost that's breaking out in Santa Cruz lately, is giving kids alternatives. You know, it's like me and my homies always joke around. It's like, you know, you wonder why there's so much gang violence, because there's nothing to do here. You know, we have past 5 o'clock, what can we do in Watsonville? And that's why so many kids fall into that, because there's no alternatives. And that's why, you know, an organization like the Berets is, in my mind, looked at as a real positive alternative to channel that anger that's built up inside these kids, you know, and channel it in a positive way.
Thanks so much for your comments.
Definitely.